This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Hello, I'm Matthew Bartlett. I'm doing the full scope electricians course and I'm from Bournemouth.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Matthew, who is doing his electrical practical course in ATL Centre in Southampton. Hi Matthew, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, good.
Matthew, just before we start the interview, could you just tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please?
I went to Arnwood School, sixth form. I was there for 2 years. After that, I went to university for a year, but didn't really enjoy it too much. So now I came out of university and wanted to do something quite hands-on in the building trade. So I looked to become an electrician, and it's all like one thing led to another, and I found Train for Trades.
Oh, after being in education for quite a while, was there anything which inspired you to enter the electrical industry?
Yeah, my dad's a builder by trade, and I've obviously worked with him a few times on building sites, and I've come accustomed to me like working around electricians and plumbers and something like that, so I have sort of like grown up with it.
That's great. And how did you find about Train for Trade Skills, Matthew?
I was just looking around on the internet and stuff like that, looking for places that I could do it, and I've found Train for Trades just typing in electricians courses, had a little look at their website and had a look at some of their videos, and phoned up about it, and the next thing I knew I was getting sort of like an interview from a guy seeing whether or not I'd be a good candidate or not, and thankfully I passed that, and it's dead on from there.
Obviously, being in education for so long and coming out of university and finding out that you would like to pursue and to develop your career in a more practical way, I'm just wondering, how are you finding this transition from being in full-time education and now being in a more vocational environment?
I'm probably enjoying it a bit more, obviously, because it's more hands-on. Obviously, there is quite a lot of reading to in your own time, but that obviously is in your own time, not too much pressure. But there is a lot of hands-on work. Obviously, I'm doing my first week now, which is obviously going pretty well. It's going well.
And how easy is it for you to combine your studying commitments with your practical training?
Once you get to a certain stage, you can phone up and say that you're ready to do your first couple of weeks of practical, and then they'll give you some dates that they've got available, and then you just go from there. If you're available to do them, they sign you up, and then you just come along.
Okay, you fancy changing career. Obviously, you phoned about Train for Trade Skills, and you came down to do your practical training in Southampton. How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's going really well. Yeah, I've been here now for 2 days. First day was sort of like in the classroom for a couple of hours, sort of like going over some of the stuff that we have like revised and learned, any questions that we have. And the second day, today, we started going into the workshop, and we're doing some lighting and socket fittings, and we're also doing some isolation.
Do you have any tips or advice perhaps for existing or potential students how they could do better in their training?
Just try and apply yourself as much as possible, really. Obviously, try and put aside a couple of hours a day or a couple of hours a week just to try and learn as much as you can. Have a look on the internet for extra advice if you don't know, or even phone up the tutors because they are here to help you all the time. And obviously, if you do have any questions, just ask because they are willing to help and they are qualified electricians.
You can always ring your tutors and ask for advice, although you're not actually in centre. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're open all the time. You can just phone them up. I think they're 8 till 5 every day. Just phone them up. And if you've got any queries about the course or you're struggling to understand something, you can just phone them up and they'll try and explain it in a more easy way, or even send through other material that may help you and assist you.
Well, that's fantastic to know. And thank you very much for sharing that with us. Matthew, what is the big plan for you after you finish and become qualified? Would you like to run your business or be self-employed perhaps? What's the plan for you?
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure yet. I would obviously like to become self-employed, but I think I'll probably try and work for a firm for maybe a couple of years, getting a bit more experience working for a firm, just getting to know the business even better, and then after that perhaps look to become self-employed once I've made a few contacts and gained the knowledge that I need, or feel comfortable being able to do it on my own.
Well, that sounds like a perfect plan for you, Matthew. And whatever you do, we wish you best of luck in your career and in your course when you become qualified and when you finish your course. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.